Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and today our guest is Tom Wright, founder and president of Turning65Workshop.com. We're going to be talking to Tom today about Social Security and Medicare, two topics that if you don't know what they are, you're going to learn a lot about them. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave. It's good to be here. Again.
Good to have you back. It's been a while, but you know, this topic doesn't go away, and there are more people than ever reaching the age of 65 right now. And I think, you know, there's so many questions, so many things we can go through, but let's start with the basics. Tell the audience once again a little bit about you, why you bring this information to the table, why you've been doing these Turning 65 workshops. Give a little history and background.
Sure. I started in 1980, believe it or not, in the insurance business with John Hancock. And that evolved over the time to being a financial advisor. Most of my work was in employee benefits. And I did that for 35 years, really up until 2016. And at that point, I transitioned out of all that and decided to focus on this issue of bringing understandable basic education about Social Security and Medicare to the workplace, both to older employees who were approaching retirement, as well as HR professionals. I don't do this for, you know, your grandmother who's 92 and has questions about her prescriptions on the Medicare prescription. I don't do general. I have a very targeted audience, which are these employees who have certain concerns and issues that they're trying to understand, and then also the HR professionals, benefits professionals who are working with them.
Yeah, I saw you do, obviously, and know you do, training for employees themselves, HR benefit training, and also group presentations. So let's talk a little bit about let's start with Social Security. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that they get a portion of their pay taken out in Social Security. Mm-hmm. And maybe you cover this in the seven basics of Social Security and Medicare, but let's start a little bit about everybody knows they had an amount taken out. What is that amount? What is it based upon? How does that work? How do we gain an amount to the process? Take me through a little bit of that. Yeah, let's just start at the foundational part. Other than I remember when I was young,
oh,
I got my first paycheck. And of course, that was about a week or two ago. And I noticed this amount out and I went, what is that?
The FICA. Well, I'm gonna answer your question a little bit differently. I don't necessarily want to get into all the numbers, but I want to just paint the big picture, which is really lies within that issue that you were describing, the FICA. You know, we're familiar with income tax, but then there's this thing, the FICA. And the FICA is the Federal Insurance Contributions Act. And that leads us to understand that Social Security is not a pension. It is a social insurance program designed to help people who are old age, disabled, or widowed, or survivors. And that started in 1935. And my goodness, we could spend hours, the history, the politics of it. There's so many interesting aspects to all of that. But this massive social insurance program started in 1935. And then in 1965, it was amended. There was an additional benefit added called health insurance. And that leads us to understand that Medicare is the health insurance that you get with Social Security. Medicare is not an independent, freestanding entity. It is actually embedded within the mothership. Social Security is the mothership, and Medicare is embedded within it. It's actually Title 18 of the Social Security Act. And that gives us these two colossus entities, which dwarf everything else in the federal government. And they, you know, they, where they're going to be 10, 20 years from now is all kinds of speculation, but they consume a large portion of the federal government as well as tax revenues. And it's, again, it's Social Security, 1935, the mothership, 1965, Medicare was embedded within it as the health insurance that you get with Social Security.
And these have changed a little over the years, right? It just a little, and it's never gone down. It usually goes up, the amount we provide to the government, whatever that may be. But the bottom line at the end of the day is most people understand at age 65, you're eligible for Social Security and Medicare. But there are other numbers, right?
There's 62,
there's 70.
I need to make sure we get the clear. We're already illustrating the importance of the Turning 65 workshop. So it's named the Turning 65 workshop because we tend to think of age 65, which I'm approaching in 2 months, as being the universal age for retirement in the United States. For Social Security retirement benefits, you can actually start collecting as early as 62. The focal point, however, is your full retirement age, and that has changed from the original age 65. Back in 1983, Congress voted to push it out for the baby boomers, and it's now somewhere between 66 and 67, depending on the year that you were born. Anybody born after 1960, their full retirement age is 67. So we have this interesting kind of two-step process where Medicare remains age 65. So you still make Medicare decisions, one of which may be to delay Medicare. But you have to make Medicare decisions at age 65. But you're still at that point 1 to 2 years away from your full retirement age for Social Security retirement benefits. Again, you could take them early, but you'd face a permanent lifetime reduction if you took them prior to your full retirement age.
And of course, not talking any of the political side of this, as you said it is, there's these discussions about raising that again at some point, right? And again, that's because this large bucket of money, and we do know it is a large bucket of money, only has a lifetime shelf life because of the amount of people putting money into it, right? Because of the population changes. And there's so much being taken out of it right now from baby boomers in general. All right, so let's break this down a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about the seven basics of Social Security and Medicare that you talk about.
Sure. So I hasten to point out, I like to use the term seven basics and leave out the preposition the seven basics, because I don't want to claim that these are the only seven basics. But what I've tried to do, and I started doing this in 2016, and I began to get a sense of what were common issues that people always had questions about, kind of the same areas. And because I'm working with a select audience, you know, it's typically employees who are age 55 and up. I'm not necessarily dealing with young people, although sometimes they'll come and you know, sit in on a session. But generally speaking, it's these older employees who are very quickly approaching retirement, not the real elderly, not people who are on Social Security disability. So for this audience that I work with, there are seven basics that are very common, that are kind of universal. And that's how I've oriented my presentations around these seven basics. The first three are specific to Social Security retirement benefits. And that would be what I call filing age considerations. What goes into determining what's the best age for someone to file? And of course, there's no universal answer, but we explore that. What are the reductions if you file early? There are some bonus credits if you delay beyond your full retirement age. So we look at all of that. The second one is called the annual earnings test. And that sounds ominous. But it's only a big deal for a select number of people. And that's for employees who are taking their Social Security prior to their full retirement age, and they decide to keep working. And Congress has tried to dissuade people. They say, this is a retirement benefit. It's not intended to supplement your earnings while you're still working. So there's this thing called the annual earnings test, which can reduce someone's benefit if they are both taking it early and still working. Talk about that. Then we go into benefits by marriage, probably a really important part of Social Security that's not well understood. 85% of Americans have been married or are currently married. And so talk about the spouse benefit for a living spouse, a survivor benefit, and also benefits if you're divorced. What about benefits for ex-spouses? So those are significant. We talk about that. Then the fourth one of these basics is kind of a good transitional point, and those are the online My Social Security accounts. That allows people to access information, go directly in, and most importantly, to file for their benefits online and track the status of the application. So they'll know where it stands, if there's anything missing. I was telling you, Dave, before we started, I just got my Medicare card. I'm turning 65 in a couple of months, just got my Medicare card in the mail 2 days ago. And it was a very easy process. Of course, I know a little bit about it, but I did it online. It took me less than 10 minutes, tracked it, came in. 10 days later, I had my card in the mail. So that's the fourth one. Then we move into it's about 40% of the presentation. The final 60% is the whole issue of Medicare, because in all honesty, Medicare is a lot more confusing. And I should say, I just mentioned about getting my Medicare card and applying online. The My Social Security accounts are a great transition point, because you can use them to file for Social Security and you can use them to file for Medicare. And that kind of leads us then into the remainder of the presentation. Number five is understanding Medicare coverage, the dual option structure of original versus Advantage. So much of the focus is on the parts, the PATs, PAT A, PAT B, PAT C. But those are just the parts. They have to be assembled to create this original versus Advantage structure. Then we go in, and also the cost, including high income surcharges for some of the premium that you have to pay for Medicare. And then we talk about the enrollment process, which, especially for folks who are going to be delaying because they're still working and covered under the group health plan, there's more complexity to the enrollment piece for Medicare than people realize. And then lastly, we do talk about some of the specifics that are at play for folks who are still working at 65, still covered by the group health plan, which is very common. And what are the factors that they need to consider, including things like health savings accounts, how Medicare interacts with health savings accounts and COBRA and so forth. So those are the seven that I talk about. And I used to do, when I started doing it, it took me 90 minutes. I trimmed it down when everything went virtual, because in 2020, this moved from in person to virtual, either webinars or pre-recorded videos, got it down to 75 minutes. And this year, for the first time, I've got it down to 60 minutes. And I can't get it any quicker than that. That's with me talking really fast and going right through it. But I squeezed it into an hour because we don't have the attention spans anymore to be able to go any longer than that with this topic. So
I'm assuming that a lot of this, the amount of time you take also depends on the number of questions. And I'm sure that they're based upon what you just went through for the seven steps. I'm over here thinking I'm going to be heading that direction in a number of years. But it already makes my head hurt to think about all that aspect of it. And I'm sure it's not as complicated as my brain is making it sound. But it is one of those things that there's a lot to this. And they don't really teach this anywhere.
No, they don't at all. And you're right. And what happens is, and this was my situation and all of my friends, it's you just kind of go along and you have certain assumptions that, when I get older, Social Security, Medicare. But you don't realize what all is involved in that. And there is no place along the way where you take night classes on learning about Social Security and Medicare. It's not taught in schools. And so you finally arrive at this, this place in life, and you're like, holy moly, I don't understand any of this. This is, and the stakes are very high, especially with Medicare. And so that's what has enabled me to carve out this little niche to try. Really, all I'm doing, I'm not that bright. I'm not that smart. I don't have a PhD in Social Security and Medicare. But what I've been able to do is simply communicate the basics understandably, just focus on the things that are kind of broadly applicable to most people and boil them down using plain, simple language, easy to understand illustrations, avoid all the gobbledygook. And it generally lands pretty well with folks and helps them feel more confident about what's coming up.
Or, of course, talking with Tom Wright, founder and president of Turning65Workshop.com. We're going to be right back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk, WLOB 100.5 FM.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Car is a wreck and you don't know where to go.
Take it to Moody's.
You wanna get on with your life, get on with the show.
Take it to Moody's.
Good people you can trust
and it won't be a fuss.
Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
M-O-O-D-Y.
Your kid was talking on the cell phone, drove right through your own home. Sitting in the parking lot, maybe you get hit a lot. Driving through the green light, suddenly your side swipe. Put it in reverse, but it turned out that it was first.
Take it to Moody's. Take it to Moody's. Collision Centers.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clough, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HRPowerHour.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo. We're talking with Tom Wright, founder and president of Turning65Workshop.com. And, you know, we're talking a little bit today about, well, I would say, Social Security and Medicare and the things you don't get trained on, the things that you don't really understand or know a lot about. You just know it's coming. You just know that it comes out of your paycheck. And you just wonder, what does that mean for me later? And as you hit the 60 mark, it's probably a good idea to start thinking about it. Tom, you mentioned for companies, HR professionals, they want to take care of their employees. Actually, I would even argue owners, senior leadership. It doesn't have to be just HR. But they want to take care of their employees and let them know about these things as they get older. Talk to me about these presentations and why they're so unique.
No, that's good. I have found that the HR community has been overall very receptive and interested. It does make it's kind of a, you know, there's a big emphasis on financial well-being. There's an overall emphasis on well-being and wellness, and financial well-being is an important part of it. I talked to a benefits and wellness director at a very large corporation recently, and they said they really strongly believe, and it's been observed, that there's this direct link between financial stress and overall stress and anxiety and how that affects someone's well-being. And so for this age group, for these older employees, this can be a considerable source of anxiety and concern. Many employees are going to rely very heavily on their Social Security. Not all. Some people have adequate resources, but for many, 40% of all retirees, you know, Social Security is 50% or more of their income. And so that's important. And it makes within the broad umbrella of wellness, total rewards being, you know, kind of also in the picture, this kind of pre-retirement planning can be tremendously valuable. And I've had many, many testimonials and feedback from folks who this really made a big difference in their lives and gave them more confidence that they could figure out what they should be doing that would position themselves to get the best, you know, coverage arrangements for Social Security, get the most out of their Social Security, get the best situation for their Medicare and understand how it worked.
You know, in these times currently where there is some financial stress due to inflation and other aspects going on, employees might want to know a little bit about, is there some change to that? We hear about an amount being paid on a yearly basis that goes up or down based upon certain factors. Could you give a little taste for the audience about what that means for them to make them feel a little better, maybe about heading into 2024?
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought you were going to go a little different direction about, you know, 7 years from now, we're going to start to see 7 years is when the Part A of Medicare, which covers hospitals, that's going to be projected to have a 13% shortfall based on current trends in revenues. And then there's the bigger looming issue of Social Security retirement benefits, which by 2033, which is 9 years away, is looking under current projections at a 23% shortfall. And those are going to be very, very big societal issues that we're going to be encountering in the coming decade, which, you know, there's nothing. So the issue on an individual basis is there's really not anything that any individual person can do other than to try to make sure that they are planning realistically, that there may come a day when those benefits will be reduced or scaled back. So to have their own, you know, be living their years heading into retirement, their retirement years accordingly. And I've been asked by many, many, many employees like, okay, so does it make sense then for me to take Social Security early so I can get it started before, you know, before the hammer comes down? And I said, well, you know what, if you start it early, you're going to be locking yourself into a permanently lower benefit. I think you'd do better to, you know, wait as long as you can to get your benefit to the point where it's as big as you feel you can get it. Not everybody can delay, you know, and delay. Some people have to start it early, but get it as big as you can, because whatever reductions are going to need to take place in the future, they're going to be done uniformly. So I'd rather take, you know, 23% of a big benefit than 23% off of a little benefit. You know, you still end up net with a bigger benefit. So those are the kind of questions that I've often had. There is no real, you know, there's no magic bullet, just kind of those common sense approaches that I was just mentioning.
You know, common sense is uncommon, Tom.
This is true, it is.
So when you say that, I go, ooh, that's scary, right? Because it is, we know every day. It's just the truth. Common sense is highly uncommon. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, having said that, you do get other questions that are common. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about some of those that the audience might think about.
Many more questions concerning Medicare, first of all. Social Security, by and large, is kind of, you know, once you start in and you lock in your benefit, you file for your Social Security, that's it. Unless your spouse dies first, then you might get a survivor benefit. You know, there might be some adjustment at that point. But that's pretty much set it and forget it. Medicare, however, is ongoing, and Medicare will be with you for the rest of your life. There's this original versus Advantage change back and forth and issues involved in all of that. But Medicare is where most of the questions fall. In all of my presentations, I include a 20-minute benefits training piece called the Group to Medicare Hotspots. These people who work with benefits, you know, this is a high-stakes transition coming off of a group health plan onto Medicare, and there are some certain issues that I cover in detail for them. So I throw that in as just for the benefits people. But otherwise, I've had... I think my favorite, I get a lot of, you know, feedback, oh, this was helpful and thank you. But some of my favorite stories, I have a particularly enjoyable one from a CHRO of a very large corporation who supposedly knew a lot of this stuff and ended up getting bad advice from his HR benefits specialist, his accountant, and his attorney. He went 0-for-3. I'd love to share all the details, but it was a so to speak, a cluster of mistakes. And he was the guy who was at the top of the chain and was overseeing all this. He had sat through the presentation, but stumbled badly and got bad advice from other people. So just a great example. You can make $1 million a year. You can make minimum wage. It's confusing to everybody. And, you know,
it's equal opportunity pain.
Exactly.
So, right, in terms of it, you know, it's interesting. Certainly, as I think about this topic, there is, as you said, many people who don't really understand or know, and there really isn't a lot of development or training in this. And you mentioned at the beginning when we spoke that this was an area that you've been in a long time. Right. In terms of it. And again, for the audience, you're listening to the HR Power Hour. Of course, we're here live with Tom Wright, and we're talking about Social Security and his workshop, Turning65Workshop.com. And of course, HR Power Hour is a podcast on all major podcast channels and HRPowerHour.com as well. You know, Tom, this topic in general can be confusing, but how can HR learn and help individual people in their team?
Yeah, that's a great question, David. So from the beginning, the very first conversation I ever had with a human resources director, actually here at a bank in Maine, as I was just getting started with this, I was getting some feedback. And she told me, she said, you know, it would be really helpful and if in addition to teaching the employees, you also kind of train the trainers, because we're often getting these kind of questions. And so I've tried from the outset to do that. I immediately, for the Turning 65 workshop, got credentialed as an approved education provider for SHRM, HRCI, and then later World at Work, and have offered training webinars for individual HR professionals, as well as for teams, some large organizations. I'll actually train their teams. So that's been an important part of it. It's interesting that, you know, my dad actually was a personnel director and back in the 70s and so forth. And his portfolio was a lot narrower than the typical portfolio today of responsibilities. And somewhere along the line, the whole issue of Social Security and particularly Medicare has defaulted onto HR. And you will read every day, you will see, you will listen to podcasts, people talking about, you know, if you're confused about this stuff, you should contact HR. And they can tell you what is the issue with, you know, health savings accounts and Medicare or the annual earnings stuff. And like, we didn't sign up for this, but the people are coming. So that's why I've tried to incorporate a lot of this training, again, whether it's for individuals or whether it's for teams within larger organizations. Because it, you know, Medicare's website will tell you, you know, if you have questions about this stuff, contact your personnel office. You wonder how COBRA works with, you know, Medicare. Contact your personnel office. Okay, thanks. So that's
what, very helpful. Very helpful. Exactly. Yeah. But we're not going to train them on what to say.
No, right? No. We're just kicking the can over to them. We're not going to.
Yeah. Well, that's how it usually works. So that we're used to this. We're used to this in HR. Well, that's great. You know, so Tom, you mentioned about a story how people have been successful going through the program, giving accolades about the program, and also talked about, you know, it helped them in terms of their retirement. Mm-hmm. Any one story that sticks out about an individual who, you know, it changed their world?
Yeah, there was, this is actually an organization here in Maine, And I did a presentation, and this person had and this was actually a hybrid. I was actually on site, and it was being broadcast to their, you know, facilities around the country. And then afterwards, this person came up to me, and she was well into a very extensive battle with cancer, and she had been running into issues with her Medicare coverage, her group plan, and she was really, really desperate to find answers. And I was able to help her. And she wrote to me a month or two later and just talked about, and I referenced it earlier, how not only was the advice helpful, but it served to just take the weight off of her shoulders, because wherever she had been turning, she wasn't getting the information she needed. She was just getting a bunch of, you know, bureaucratic information that wasn't helpful. And she said that alone, the relief of that stress that she was feeling, because she was still working, she was in her late 60s, was a turning point for her. And she went on to, she's still going and healthy. And but that was a very encouraging story.
Sure, and heartwarming story, right? In terms of getting that information to people. Yeah. So you said you do these workshops for all different types of organizations. Mm-hmm. What are typical ones that you have done over the past, and what is the typical size of a group?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. You know, I would be rare to do a group that has fewer than 50 employees, just because they don't have a steady stream coming through the door. Every now and then I'll do one that's a little bit smaller than that. But I'd say most organizations, it's 50 and up. Although I have a lot of generalists who work for small companies who are having to field it, that will do my trainings, my HR training. But largest one I have is about 25,000 employees. Most of them are somewhere between 500 and 2,500 employees, I guess. But it varies. It works for any organization. And the big thing that has changed is the virtual delivery. I work a lot with financial services firms, banks, law firms, engineering firms, but I construction firms are not on, you know, I do those too. But I think the any kind of industry, and now that we've gone to virtual, not all industries are great for live webinars. A lot of employees can't participate. They might watch the recording afterwards, but we do the pre-recorded video. And so anybody can watch it. You know, they don't have to watch it on company time. They can watch it on the weekends with their significant other, who perhaps is the financial brains of the operation. So they can watch it too. And they can go back and rewatch it. It comes with 2 months of viewing access. So that's been really helpful. And it's opened it up to a much wider audience than when it originally started, where it was just however many places I could travel to and the people that could actually attend the session. Now it's just out there and folks are able to watch it no matter the size of the organization or the industry.
Well, we're talking with Thomas Wright. He is the founder and president of Turning65Workshop.com. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. Educational HR Radio is critical to your organization's success, and our sponsors understand the value this program brings to owners, C-suite professionals, and the HR community. We are honored to thank our sponsors for their support and contributions to this program. We thank the law firms of Verrill, Jackson Lewis, and Sheehan Finney, along with our partners, Paper Trails and Strategic HR. Want to be the next sponsor of the HR Power Hour? Text 603-303-6124 and say HR Power Hour sponsor.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetty.
And I'm Pete McVetty from McVetty's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay, there's always a bargain to be had if you are looking for one. and we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVitie's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clough, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power Hour.
And we're back. You're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo. And remember, the HR Power Hour is podcast on all major podcast channels. We also, of course, at WLOB Radio, 100.5 FM here in Maine. And we also have a website, hrpowerhour.com. Of course, the show airs on Saturday, as you know, at 10 a.m., and the podcast is also at 10 a.m. East Coast time. We are today talking with Tom Wright, the founder and president of Turning65Workshop.com. That's Turning 65, the number, the numbers, not the words, Turning65Workshop.com. And we're talking about the fact that he does these trainings that I don't know anybody else that really does this, but talks about really for helping employees, helping HR benefit leaders and HR professionals get training, and also about group participations. And talking about Social Security and Medicare, you know, this is financial wellness, Tom. And as we head forward, as you look for the next, I don't know, 5-10 years, there's this look in the macro about potentially some financial challenges. Maybe the market having its issues. And if you know history, you know the reality is that at some point, maybe this year, maybe 5 years, 2 years, who knows, there will be a recession. There will be things that happen financially. So your topic is certainly very important for financial wellness, as you mentioned, but also for helping employees and employers do the right things for their employees. Where do you see, if you had your little crystal ball, right? If you had your crystal ball, right? If you were looking at it, what would you see is really a focal point for people to think about in the next couple of years, and why this would be important to really bring into your organization?
Sure. Great question. And I'm going to put a little preface on here, because I thought of something as you were just speaking that I neglected to mention. And that was the unique, what makes the presentations that I do unique? And I neglected to mention this, the presentations I do are unique in one way, that they're paid. They're paid presentations. So I'm paid by the organization to do this. And it is completely unvarnished, unbiased information. I'm not there, you know, as a representative trying to do financial planning or products or whatever. So it is unique in that way, and it is a paid professional learning program. And I'd meant to mention that earlier. And so if an organization wants to bring information in to help employees prepare for what lies ahead, this whole issue of retirement planning is important. I wish I could say that there were resources available directly from Social Security and Medicare that they could point their employees to. It's very uneven, very uneven. And a lot of it, especially with Medicare, is just not all that helpful, particularly because a lot of employees are going to be working past the age of 65 and they need to understand their group plan and how that integrates. But the issue of preparing for what lies ahead in the next 5 years on the retirement landscape with Social Security and Medicare is important, because we still have this silver tsunami coming through. You know, the tail end, the youngest of the baby boomers are still coming through the pipeline and will be for the next several years. And so an employer would do well to try to position as much educational resources as they can. You know, you can talk about, you know, your required minimum distributions from your 401k and things like that, which are important, don't get me wrong. But Social Security and Medicare just dwarf everything when it comes to retirement. They really do. And for many employees, they're going to be really relying very heavily on their Social Security. All their health care comes from Medicare. So that type of education is important. We have an increasingly diverse workforce. And so being able to do that and provide that information in more than one language is important. I'm actually thinking in the next few years of having my presentations also available in Spanish, things of that nature, because of the way the workforce is evolving and shifting. Not, it's happening in Maine, to be sure, but certainly across the country, certain areas of the country, you know, that's a real prerequisite. But, you know, this is something, I guess, to once again, common sense answer would be to not ignore it. If you're responsible for this type of, you know, initiative within your organization, or you work with somebody who is, lean into it. You know, don't just ignore it. And again, this issue of wellness and well-being and the financial component, the more resources you can bring to bear for your employees, the more they're going to benefit and the better prepared they're going to be for what's coming in the years ahead with their retirement.
So again, just looking at your crystal ball, I know there's this tsunami coming, but there's this conversation that people have said, and just looking for an opinion, because people like to know when somebody has education in something, an opinion, there's going to be a drop off of the amount of need for Social Security and Medicare when we go into the X generation. It's going to be quite a drop-off as the baby boomers start aging out. And I don't want to say expiring, because that just seems wrong, Tom.
It was very, very just diplomatic how you worded that.
Aging out, right? My HR training tells me to say aging out.
Aging out,
right?
Yes.
Aging out and up.
Permanently out.
Permanently out and up. So is there a conversation that you think that, in your opinion, that it will even out over time?
Boy, that's tough, Dave. And it's a little bit beyond my pay grade. I think the concern is going to be those are decisions that require political consensus. And so I started, as I mentioned, in 1980. And I vividly remember the issue in the summer of 1983 when the trust fund was on the brink of insolvency. The Greenspan report came out, and President Reagan and Tip O'Neill, the Democratic Speaker of the House, they hammered out these reforms to Social Security, and, you know, including taxing the benefit for the first time, limiting the scope of survivor benefits, all kinds of things, the biggest of which was pushing the full retirement age from 65 to 67. But that was going to be done, you know, in increments 40 years out into the future. Those are the biggest reforms in the history of the program. Since then, nothing of significance, of consequence. And the political dysfunction in Washington is far greater than it ever has been. So that leaves me concerned that at some point, that, you know, there's just not, you know, you can only print money for so long and ignore the problem for so long, that the benefits are going to need to be scaled back. I think younger generations are going to be rightfully upset that they're paying all this money for the boomers. And, you know, and are we going to increase the payroll tax? That's going to not, you know, it's hard to see how this gets worked out in a reasonable way. So again, I would say people need to be both organizationally bringing education so that people can make informed, intelligent decisions, but at the same time on an individual level, you know, understand that what's coming in the next decade is going to be challenging, and make sure that you are preparing accordingly and not, you know, spending everything that you've got so that you have no reserves when the time comes and things start to shrink potentially with your benefits.
And I know as we talk about this, having a 401k or having an IRA or having some sort of other retirement plan to supplement this, no matter how little you can put in or how much you can put in, I think you would agree is critical to being able to use Social Security and Medicare. It was designed initially to be a full retirement plan, but not in today's pricing. It's very hard to see that as 100% of your income.
Social Security, yes, I think that is certainly true. It's never actually been intended to be a full retirement, but to supplement someone's retirement. And we live in a generation that is consumer oriented, you know, and we make decisions to, you know, give ourselves things we want now, and we're often struggling to plan long term for the future. Medicare is going to be interesting because that's going to affect payment cuts to hospitals and physicians, and how that'll all that there's all kinds of impacts that are going to be felt there that may be more indirect for people in terms of the care that they can access and so forth. But I think Social Security, I think we need to be prepared to see the benefit be less of a proportion of someone's retirement income as we go through the next few decades. It'll still be there, but it's going to have to get adjusted because the FICA payroll tax revenue is not going to be sufficient to carry the number of people who are receiving it at current levels.
Of course, we're talking with Tom Wright. He is founder and president of Turning65Workshop.com. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk, WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
In a recent survey, investors shared what they felt were the greatest threats to their retirement. It's no surprise the most common threats include stock market volatility, economic uncertainty, conflict in the Middle East. Unfortunately, there are many threats beyond your control that can affect your retirement savings. At Goldco, a leader in precious metals, the team believes one way to protect your investment portfolio is with physical gold and silver. Goldco will send you a free 1 ounce silver American Eagle coin, and all you have to do is pay for shipping and handling. No obligation. 100% free. Call 855-971-2006 to get your free silver American Eagle coin.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than 7 generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across 7 offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power Hour.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and you are listening to Educational HR Radio. I'm your host, David Chulo. Of course, the HR Power Hour is podcast on all major podcast channels, or of course on HRPowerHour.com, and of course in the New England market, and of course broadcast across the country, 100.5 FM, WLOB Radio. So let me tell you, we have today Tom Wright, founder and president of Turning65Workshop.com. He has done a great job today to talk about your financial wellness, having to do with Social Security and Medicare. You may not be 65 now, but it's coming. So just, it's coming. It's coming no matter if you're 18 or if you're 64. It's coming.
That's right.
Right? That's right. So, you know, before I quickly ask you my last question, is this workshop better to be given in the late 50s for people to understand what they could do at 60 or 62 in regards to if they wanted to take Social Security early? Or is this better to wait to between 60 and 65, or does it matter?
It's individual, I think, on an individual basis. And I've often said age 55 is kind of the target audience, age 55 and up. But many employers now, they just put it out to all their employees. They just put it out there on the employee dashboard. Hey, the video's available, or we're having this webinar. Here's the link. And so I do get a fair smattering, you might say, of younger employees, their 30s, even sometimes in their 20s, who just want to learn about Social Security and Medicare. Sometimes they have a parent or even a grandparent that they're trying to help with some of this stuff. So,
I think, but certainly
the target audience, the people that are personally interested because it affects them personally, would be the 55 and up group. So they're starting to think, really, this is getting serious for them. So,
yeah, you know, it's funny when you said that, I remembered when my father passed away and I had to get spousal right benefits for my mother, who at that point was in a facility. And he didn't know what I was doing and had to get advice to try to make that happen. So I completely get that. Well, Tom, as we wrap this up here in the next 2 minutes, what is somebody listening to the show today? What are their must do's, the top two or three things they should get from this show and move forward?
So I'll give everybody listening one practical bit of advice, and that is to open a My Social Security online account. Go to SSA, which is short for Social Security Administration. Go to ssa.gov. And if you haven't yet opened an account, follow the process to open it. And if you have, go in and check, because it's continually being improved, enhanced, expanded, made more user-friendly. And if you're an HR professional, that will take you right into, you're going to go inside the vault now. You're going to start seeing Social Security issues, Medicare issues in real time. And it's a lot more user-friendly than it used to be. And it'll help set your mindset. It'll help acclimate you to this whole landscape, and certainly encourage your employees to do the same. So you can say, I use it. It's great. I understand it. It's very helpful. You can do it too, Chuck or Mary. You can do it. So that would be my biggest bit of advice.
No, that's awesome. Tom, I want to really thank you for being on the show today. And again, I've known Tom for quite a long time. We won't say how long, Tom, but
we were
quite
younger
a long
men
time.
Back then.
We were younger and and still wise. We're still, though we're supposedly more mature now, nobody's ever accused me of that. Tom, I thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll have you back maybe to talk a little bit about this again later on. How's that sound?
That's perfect, Dave. Thanks. It's been my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Awesome.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.